And so a lot of what we're going to be speaking about today is some of the government regulations that govern healthcare facilities. I'm going to be concentrating on long-term care facilities, primarily nursing homes and assisted living facilities. Mary, we kind of overlap a little bit on that, but that's where our focus is going to be. So while I was preparing for this presentation, I was trying to think, you know, what things would lenders be concerned about with regard to these types of transactions? And I've kind of narrowed it down to four, where I'm going to talk primarily about three of them. First are some of the disclosure requirements that applicants are required to provide the department in their licensing applications. The second item are Medicaid beds. Those are very important from a lending perspective. And quality of care issues, because when things go bad, they can affect the mortgages or the property upon which those facilities sit. So why should you care? First, there are approximately 1,224 nursing facilities in the state of Texas. That varies sometimes. You know, one or two will close or one or two will open. They care for about 95,000 people, and they are primarily funded by Medicaid and Medicare. With regard to assisted living facilities, there's approximately 1,771 facilities in Texas, and they care for about 40,000 people. These facilities, they're all private pay for the most part. So nursing homes and assisted living facilities, those facilities are on real property. I would bet probably 99% of them have some sort of mortgage or bond financing for those properties.